The interview of November 23, 1982 is with Mr. James Red Williams of Wild Hog Road, Highway 187, Pendleton. Interviewing for the Pendleton District Historical and Recreational Commission is Hurley Batters, assisted by Donna Roper.
Would you give us your full name, Mr. Williams?
Well, I'll give it to you just like this, and everybody may not remember or know it by there. My name is James G. Williams. James Garfield is the middle name.
And is there any nickname or anything that you're better known by?
It's Red Williams.
Where did you get a nickname, Red? Just don't know there.
But I don't guess it would be no bashing tell it. I was the reddest thing in the gang when I went there, or the yellow thing, or whatever you call it. We want to name it. And everybody got to hollering it Red.
Uh-huh.
And some of them made it so bad one time till I wasn't that bad a fella, but they just wanted, yeah, come old Dirty Red.
All right, where did you work?
I worked for Southern Railroad. I started at Anderson Deacon, I said. It used to be an old Blue Ridge, and it changed two or three times. CNN and WN, it's operating under Southern Railroad now. It's a branch of the Southern. Warhol of the Belton, and our headquarters used to be down in Pillman and Anderson. Well, when I quit work, that's where it was in Pillman. I lived down there in an old big house, old big two-story block house right below y'all, if y'all up there on the corner at the red light. And that's where I retired there. I started work on the 24th day of December. Yeah, let me see, I believe it was 1925 on Christmas Eve. Didn't have a dime. Kids asked me now what to do. Everybody got on the car and went to town, and boss man put me on the wood pile. And I cut wood for him from dinner time till quitting time, and I think we was going at 4:30. And that was my Christmas present.
Yeah, boy.
And I stayed there. Dead straight 48 years and 7 months. Never was out of work. By being cut off or laid up. And sometimes there wasn't nobody there but me. By myself. Give me a boss, and I had it a long time. Nobody but Red. Belton and Warhol.
And there was enough of work to keep you busy all this time, then. What was this? Were you laying new track or repairing? Or?
No, it wasn't so much of that. It's just following a seniority list.
I see.
And when I quit, and for a long time, I was the oldest man that was there. And see, when the cut come or laid off anywhere, they didn't. Well, what I'm trying to say, they cut everybody off but me for one time.
Right, I understand.
Mm-hmm. And I was the oldest man in service.
Well, it's obviously a job you enjoyed, or you wouldn't have stayed with it. So.
How's that?
You must have enjoyed your work. You wouldn't have stayed with it that many years.
I wouldn't think so. If I had it to go back over again, I'd go back in the same old track and get back. Either ain't for two more that I prefer. If I can get a job, that's Duke Power Bell Telephone Company. I'm out of them. I the other. Good job, the other job that people have gotten, they make a living at it.
Right.
It's true, but just for me, I would prefer that. It's hard wood, rough wood. My job was in the weather all the time. Rain, sleet, snow, dark, too hot, never too cold.
We have a number of pictures at our office that the widow of one of the superintendents gave us a few years ago. I believe his name was Martindale, that was superintendent on the Blue Ridge for a number of years.
R.H. Martindale, he was a track supervisor, he was a supervisor. He was a mile or something other like this. And he was one of the fellows that were a mile all these old songs that I'm singing and tell you about now. One time he got a book and come out and got every one that we could sing to him, or he know them. Well, he's had a book of them. I don't know what he ever done with them, but he stayed here. He from Virginia. Stayed here and he left here and went out to railroad business and went back, I believe, some part of North Carolina. And went in something else and went in his office one morning and he'd come out and they got to looking for him. He'd laying up in there dead.
Yeah, all me.
I would think it would take them to get the work done. Number one, when you leading the gang and you got a gang of men on the job, I think anything, you ought to have your work lined out, even as you doing this. And everybody understand what they're going to do and what you're doing. And if they know how to do it, no problem. Whatever.
All right, give us a little example then of some of the songs that you would sing. Now, as you explained before we started, you really need to have a gang here with you to answer, but since
right.
we don't, you know, just as best as you can.
That's the truth. Now, we have some song. Now, these are just short song. Now, these are for track department where you line and track. Or you putting in timber or something other like that, you know, and you sing them, and then this gang here along here with you, this following you, I be going along in front leading them, and wherever I want them to stop at or sit down here, I'll holler and tell them right here, you know, something other, and we'll stop there, and then as I get to sing the song first, and then when I get through that and tell them, oh, can't you move it? Boys came to line it just to have. That's the way the line is tracked in. When I'm saying that, they pulling too now, they're working now, they're tracking moving, man. I ain't kidding about that. And those fellas, as I say, they know what they're doing and they know how they're doing it. And some of them back there behind, hollering too, just answering as I would. He's singing the song.
What were some of the other songs?
Well, I started off like this. Now I don't know whether I could think of all of them or not. But now here I think would be a pretty good one. Or these are some that I think would be the best that I can remember right now. A bunch of them, as I said. Can't remember them all at one time. Now, I'm gonna start it all like this when I'm working. Well, your boy got right again. You bought it right. Boy, I say, yeah. Well, when I worked for LNN, made good money, but I blowed it in. When I worked for LNN. Made good money, but I blew it in. When I worked for LNN, made good money, but I blew it in. to be sued. We ought to got through before that run out, but that's just doubling it mm-hmm. in case if it didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's so hard, may not get out at 2 o'clock, have to tap it again. All right, line that and sit that right on the little board and add this one to it. Well, I want to know when your boys get right again. And somebody out there, you bought it right. Well, LNN come around up then, load it down with the section board. LNN come around up then. Load it down, section board, ailing in, round little bin. Load it down, section board.
And they answer you and keep working.
Yes, me and go to the next place. And it'll be like me that door, front place, rail be 33 or 39 feet long, go around a quarter and touch it or wherever it needs moving. Then it gets good down there. Well, I want to know when your boys get right again. Your boys right. Have them keep it talking about John O'Head. Ain't said nothing about the hog and bread. Have them keep talking about John O'Head. Ain't said nothing to hog and bread. Yeah, I keep talking about John O'Head. Ain't said nothing to hog and bread. Well, your boy got right again. You bought it right. Well, getting so dark I hardly can see. Leave here till the line is track, getting so dark, hardly can see. Candy here, the line is track, getting so dark, hardly can see. Candy here, the line is track. Spent a lot of days like that out there. Work all day long and sundown a kitten. Couldn't get home, didn't know what time I'd get there. Probably get somewhere, telephone call in. Why, I can't make it. Be late.
But you were singing the whole time, so.
All that was going along. Just going along.
There was a verse you sang to us before we started this, something about going to town and spending your money. So.
Well, your boy got right again. Must everybody right. Every time I go to town, boys keep kicking my dog around. Every time I go to town, boys keeping my dog around. Every time I go to town, boys keeping my dog around. Well, your boys got right again. You bought it right. Well, it makes no difference if he is a hound. Got to quit kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. Got to quit kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound. Got to quit kicking my dog around.
Oh man, did you make these songs up, or was it something that was just passed along over the years? Or
well, I don't know. I'll answer that question the best I can. When I went there, they sing them, and just a lot of fellas come on under me, or since then they would make them different gangs, and a lot of them, you know, a lot of them had different songs, you know, and other words, a man, a leader, a gang leader, a caller, they was good and better, or good and worse. And some of the gangs or the job, they would just really tell you the truth. They'd just pick out the best man in the bunch for the calling. And used to, when we were doing so much, and now they got machines and now they don't do very much of it. But if they do any calls, they got machines now. One man machine will do more than 8 or 10 of us were doing when I started, you know. And so that was just the job, just the way to get work done.
You hear about, of course, you and to do did a lot of singing in the cotton fields too. So obviously this music is something that motivates you, to pace you, to get you to really going.
Just to get you really going. Really, like I told the boys up at church here about a couple of months ago, I was telling them, I don't know whether you go to church yet. I might have asked you some of those questions, but it's all the same thing there. If you a church man are used to it, you can sing some songs in church, and even down the benches it seem like a move. And them that's on the benches, they'll show move if they feed it. And you can sing some that nobody won't even move, won't ought to turn around in it. On the seat in the church, if you have been familiar with that kind of song service and going on. Now they got some song on it. We sang here, that child, they get up there and come here some son and tell me, Dad, I didn't like that, Grandpa or other. And she come in marking some of them. Now if you familiar with song, now I like to go preach my gospel. We got 3 hymn books up there, the last 3 we used had Don't Have It In It. And I come up in church and I think that that's a song in a time before a man get up pulpit, present himself and start to live with his sermon. I just feel like that song should be sung or ought to be sung. And now there's time for those songs and there are places that need it or need to be used. And that is the way about these songs that I'm talking about now. Now, you sing one that the board like to hear, and you talking about men jumping and scatting and moving, now they would do it. Now, some of them I've seen, I tried to go with some of the best of them that I thought would be suitable in your business or your work there. Now, we have some that is not suitable to use out in public. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another. Well, I want to know when your boy get right again. Your boy right. Well, I got a gal in Baltimore. Think I'm working and I ain't done a thing. I got a gal in Baltimore. Think I'm working. Ain't done a thing. I got a gal in Baltimore. Think I'm working and ain't done a thing. Now they like to hear something like that, you know. And boy, they would scare. And then go down to the next place. Well, these boys got right again. He bought a ride. Well, I got a gal in Baltimore. Bring me chicken, she'll bring me the wing. I got a gal in Baltimore. Think I'm working, she'll bring me chicken. chicken. She'll bring me the wings. Bring me chicken. She'll bring me the wings. Now they would scat on. Well, they move on all of them, but just some of them that they're just like, as I said a while ago, they just do them more good. And then you may hear some of the guys way back there in the back somewhere, he want to hear one. Or hear, so-and-so, give me that. Well, start off and give him that. Well, he pulled his right again. He pulled a right. Captain, just look how I stand. More like a farmer than a railroad man. Captain, look how I stand. More like a farmer than a railroad man. Captain, look how I stand. More like a farmer than a railroad man. Go down the next, please. Well, one over when your boy get right again. Your boy to write. Well, Captain can't read and Captain can't write. How can you tell when this track is right? Captain can't read. Captain can't write. How can you tell this track is right? Captain can't read. Captain can't write. How can you tell? Track is right. And no kidding, now we've had folks that just strike me out there the street, just come along, stand up on the bank, look down in the cut, or look down on us. And old gangs will be coming through and going along.
It's beautiful music, I think so.
It's just a mystery just to hear us. When you got a gang now, it's understood. And back in those days, now, I've been married 53 years, the 17th day of this month. I believe last wind, more than a week ago. And I don't know what influenced my wife in fooling around with a fella with like me. But the first time I ever asked for a date, I was standing at an old railroad station. Sad Nina, she's going to see her cousin, and I was getting off my way and come walking up the railroad track, and there she and another girl, and I stopped and got talking to them. Where she's going, she told me. Now she's going to see her first cousin, and really that was one of them, at that time, probably my best girlfriend. I hauled all crazy and asked her for a date, and coming down that Sunday morning and carry them to church. I don't know how to work that thing out if it my plan would work, but my plan didn't work. Old car, I couldn't get that thing started no way. That Sunday morning I didn't get to go to church. Well, as Joe Fitt just so happened to look like, when she done spent a weekend with her cousin and going home that Monday, I believe it was, she's catching train at Sand Spring. I happened to be there dinner time and eating dinner. God went around there milling and going on to him. And so, really, I don't have 15 cents. Now, you might think it's a joke, or it is crazy to tell it, but that was all I had. And there's three of us standing up there. I give my girlfriend, my wife's cousin, a nickel, and offered her one, and she wouldn't have it. And I had one, going to sell at that store and buy some candy. Must have been a mile from the old store that Sandy Spring. So I flagged the train, put on the train. She come on back to Adam Crow and went on. Well, that was a long time before I seen her again, my wife here. And I go back to see her cousin. So, really, she wanted to marry, and I wasn't 21 years old, and I said I was going to stay at home until I got 21 years old, and then I was going to marry a mother and other children on me, four more brothers. So I went to see her, went on to Thanksgiving, and I didn't know the girl was And I know the fellow's going with her because I'd take away from him every time I'd see him with her, you know, she'd leave him. So I went back down there that December Carol Christmas period, and she done moved and mad this fella. Well, I'd be down. I got to rocking around, wasn't interested in mad no way, it looked like, and going around amongst the other good and all of them about to keep them with this one. But when I first met him the first day, there wasn't no love there. I didn't know. I guess she's studying by me. And I got to run around back and forth to see her and lying some too. I didn't make no promises. And usually that's about what a fella do, to make promise and lie some with it. And finally we went on, rocked on, rocked on. We decided, got together and got so deep in it, we just mad. And that's been 53 years ago to 17th day of this month. I like the preacher mentioned it Sunday and said something about Mr. Buss there. I've been mad 53 years. It's a long time. I said, yeah. Told him, sitting there looking at him, said, it's a long time, along with the hard times. Hey, well, I said, I wouldn't have said it, but that's the way I fit it in.
No, I think that's a beautiful story, because I'm sure there were some hard times in those 53
certainly
years.
Certainly it was. Yes, sir, I can't commit that every day has been, you know, was going on like we would have expected it, but we fought a good fight. I think I'm satisfied with it. I've been off from railroads here 8 years, August passed, 73 years old, and this girl you see that right there, that's our adopted daughter. We got her when she was 11 months old, and for the longest she didn't know no better. And ways and actions, she shows it now that she doesn't know or didn't have any other parents but us. And that little girl, that a baby, that's, we'll only have one kid by birth, and that's her baby there. She's gone 4 years old now. She got an old boy in school. He's 14. And that girl there, she got two children, a boy and a girl, and that's our family. And that one right there all come home to us as quicker than, or as quick as this one right down the hill here. She's here now to be at her uncle in Columbia last week, and I tried to call her, tell her, but a triple Ann Pillman, that's her ain't it. Couldn't get telephone out of whack, and I couldn't get to her, and really got uneasy about it, and I called her Aunt Ann Pillman. She got a cousin there, and they're all in New York, and they close. And so last week I went with our anniversary, and I said, well, I'm listening for the call. And so she called last Tuesday night, sometime after 11 o'clock, around 11, and aggravating us about our anniversary, you know. And Mama said, did you know your Uncle Alfonso was dead? No, she didn't know that. So we told her about it and how we'd been trying to get in touch with her. So she quit talking to us and hung up and called Columbia down to her uncle's. About an hour, she called back. Just bawling or going on, coming home and getting home and making plans, and just got it at night, and that wind and the funeral, I believe, was Thursday or Friday. In fact, she just had time to get up the next morning and make plans to get away from that, you know, to get to the funeral. And that day, next day, about dinner time or something, Dad, I'm coming home. I done things fixed, and I'll see you Friday or Saturday. I'm going to church with y'all. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I just sat up there, dummy-like, and you know, I didn't say nothing. There once in a while I laughed and said, I'm coming home, Daddy. I'm coming home, Daddy. I said, all right, Bob, if you got anything you can make it, you come on. Got Columbia, she called. I'm in Columbia, and I'll see y'all Saturday morning. So there she's staying over there, and that's the problem of how come she is home.
All right, I know you love to see him, though.
Yeah.
There were passenger trains on this Blue Ridge Line in the earlier days, weren't there?
Yes, sirree. We had, when I went to work, we had at that time, 1925 and 1926, we put on another packing train. Blue Ridge operated from Seneca to Belton. Southern picked it up at Belton, carried it on through Columbia to Charleston. Come back through here that night and picked up part of the train in Seneca and carried it to Atlanta. Run that train a long time. It's getting made four trips a day from Anderson to Seneca and back. And way down through the years, the packing train got so bad. Well, it's getting bad everywhere. When I went to work, the running on Southern Railroad there, they had a passenger train running at least every 2 hours apart around the clock. And now we ain't got but one that been trying to get hit off for a long time. And we had two freight trains out here. We just got one now and one crew. Makes a round trip. I suppose sometime they get busy and they have to double up from Anderson to Walhalla. They go up to Walhalla every other day and every day from Anderson to Seneca.
Yeah,
and those are the trains we had. We've had some.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to see that day passing. I grew up in the days of the railroad and I traveled everywhere on the train, and I've got grown children now that have never been on a train and probably never will. And I think it's sad.
There's no doubt. And I hate it very bad myself. We've took a lot of trips on the train. My wife used to take 2 and 3 trips a year down in Alabama. She had relatives down there. And she'd go down there and stay with them and tended to them to aunt and uncle down there until they both passed. And other places we'd go, then New York and all those state of Ohio and Michigan. I never did, and I planned to go to Chicago. I got a relative there, but it just looked like there's so much problem. I never did get there. And down this way, down Alabama, before we went, but I planned to go on down to New Orleans sometime. We got a train run down there now. This train goes through here now. I go down there every other day. And went down there, it wouldn't cost me a dime. Go down there now, but I just don't feel much like traveling.
Right.
And I was crazy about passing the train. And in fact, really, I just liked my work. I stuck to it. I did my best while I was there and what I was able to do and what I know to do. And it seemed like the company was satisfied with my work and my service while I was there. And I stayed there 48 years and 7 long months to the day. And I just about give up when I left. Get along pretty good now, but I just done worked down, man. I just wasn't no count at all. Had 2 or 3 serious operations. Lost part of my stomach in 56. I was there. Off about 4 months with that. Had a lot of water and blood and kidney trouble. 2 or 3 operations for that. And 1 or 2 other minor operations. But as I said, I was off for sickness. I never was out of work for being cut off or laid off.
All right.
And when I went there and my job and my service, we had 26 men. And when I left there, 74, we had 1 gang and 4 men. That's what I left there with.
Times really changed, haven't they?
Really changed. And now this Anderson Division, they don't, well, they split the force up since I left, since 74. And, well, our office was in Greenville when I quit. And now They done split the force up and cut this force off that I was in when I left, when I retired, and they go to Greenville. Back and forth every day or wherever they live at. That's where their headquarters is now.
All right. Do you sing in your church choir?
Yes, sir.
We're right here at the end of this tape. Do you think you could sing us a little bit of the song that you talked about earlier in church about, what is it, go tell the gospel? Or?
I'll try it. And fool you since you asked in that. Now, if you ain't got enough, I can give you some more of them, but here's one I like to try to sing. Now, it takes some, it takes a card to do that. You know, now we had a fellow one time. He liked this kind of stuff. Now he's a foreman, and he took sick. Well, he's sick when he come there, but he just give out on the job. I mentioned this in this fellow's church here the other Sunday. Now, at that time, I was just coming along under the other fellow. We had a fellow, his name was Tom Robertson. He's an oldest one in the gang, and he was a calling and songs for the gang at that time, you know. So this old Captain Midlock, you may know the fellow Dan Pillman, Johnny Midlock, J.D. Midlock out there. Mm-hmm. You know him? Well, this is his daddy. He's awful weak old man, cussing, going. So I just believe that he made a chain right out there on that railroad, with his old son of River, this shot at him crossing. And he's sick laying out there on the ground. We put some mother out there and we was unloading rocks. And he told Tom, said, Tom, says, I want you to sing a song for me. And the title of this song was, The Grace of God is So Wonderful I Have, It's Never Been Told. Now, Tom would sing the verses, and we just back there behind him, oh, no. He started off like this. Grace of God is so wonderful. Has this never been told? Oh, no. Oh, no. And that's what the gang would sing back there, answering. And then he'd put another in there. Grace of God is so wonderful. Has this never been told? Oh, no. Oh, no. And I'm telling you the truth, we got him up there and they carried him home that day and he never did come back no more. In less than 2 weeks, about a week, he was dead. Now, he liked all these other songs now, but now that's one that he special requested a call for that day. And now he was singing, now we would, like we would be holding up September, calling, dragging September or something or other, we'd sing it like this. Well, your boy's got right again, he bought it right. Well, yon come Lula, show how to heist him. And he thought off he wouldn't sing the show how to heist him. And he's cried back here, heist him high. You bought a heist him high. Don't come, Lula, heist him high. Show hard, heist him high. Ever bought a heist him high. That's the way to heist him high. Help me to heist him high. So going like that and going, now Tim are going real up yonder maybe 35, 40 feet, pulling on a rope now. And that was a song that they, I say the people were just, when they know around, even down my wife after we married, we was young, and she just come down there and them wood and just stand up and her and two or three more friends and just listen to us. And not only them now, just anybody know the rhyme, I just like the hits, you know. And to give you old church song that I was saying that we don't sing now much. Go preach my gospel, say the Lord, and make your great commission known. Churches don't hardly ever sing that. Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know. Got one new hymn book up there with that song in it. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free. Know there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It's in there. Now what I'm saying, I don't knock the song that's in there, because the man that made them is trying to sell them, just like in case that this is right here, you know what I mean? But they just taking places that they should be sung in. They songs in there that ought to be sung that in places they're not in there. And my last book I got in here, hymn book, it's got about 500 different songs in it. Go Preach My Gospel is not in it.
Well, I'm glad there's people like you around, though, that can share these old songs with the younger people and maybe keep these old songs alive.
The pastor fussed about that up here the other Sunday and said, well, went to state convention this time and he come back and moderator of this association, he just called about what they got a new president there and what he was saying and what he said that he's going to put out amongst his people and what we were doing and what we're supposed to do. And some of these books that he got here, he said, anybody have them in the churches, preach all and let them sing songs in time of his service out of them books. Now, so they were songs that were supposed to be sung for preacher service. That book didn't have it in them. And he said, if we didn't store right up here at this church, and he's a young fellow, first church he really had, in preaching, I think he's in his 30s. Said, if we don't start bringing them back and use them, this crowd going on here ain't gonna know the Bible and ain't gonna use them. Now, they got a song up there and this kid just laughed at it in. I don't like it. Let's see, go like this. They come marching in on stop, listen, stop, listen. And I can throw it in the river. Last song, well, this song, last book I got, it's got two songs in there, Amazing Grace and Old Amazing Grace, of what I'll read on, or what's in my Baptist Standard Hymnbook in that. Amazing Grace, how sweet it sounds. See, direct like me, and so forth and so on. And they got it in now and done sang that thing around until I told some of them, if it's left to me, I'd throw it in the river.
There's no more beautiful song than the old Amazing Grace, huh?
Is that what they got? Now they jump up off of it. But now, I wouldn't move off of it then, because it ain't nothing to make me move. I don't feel like I'm getting nothing out of it. Now here's one that, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know. I think it's very good. And if you pitch that thing off and sing it right, now it just sound good. I stretch my hand to thee, no help I know, if thou wilt throw thyself on me, O Father, shall I go? If thou wilt throw thyself from me, where shall I go? What did thy only Son endure? Before I drew my breath, oh dear, I owe a son and before I drew my breath, what pain, what labor.
Say this, amen, Mr. Williams.